caring for you. Radio Way.
When we came here earlier on today and I was doing a little bit of an introduction on air, I was saying that we had somebody here who is a musician. He's also a local resident. Hello, Stefan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you've just popped across, because you live opposite.
I do indeed, yes. Right opposite the drive, yeah.
But your claim to fame, and they told us about this when we came down to visit them a few weeks ago, is you used to be in a pop group. So which group was that?
Yeah, that's Edison Lighthouse. I'm the current drummer. I've been in it for about 10 years.
Right, so a few people remember Edison Lighthouse. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get you all singing the chorus in a little... Yeah, they all know it, so...
Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. January 1970, 4.5 million copies sold.
Right, so do you still get the royalties?
They're very much smaller now.
Okay, so how did Edison Lighthouse come about? How did the band get formed?
Basically, the two guys that wrote it, Barry McCauley and Barry Mason... recorded it with a studio bunch of guys, session musicians, and when it started to sell very quickly, they had to find a real band to tour it. So I was in a band at the time, and what they wanted to do was to audition individual bands, whole units. We went along to the audition, but sadly we didn't make it because the van broke down and somebody else got the job. But here I am 30-40 years later in the band, and I've been doing it for about 10 years now.
And so there's quite a revival for 60s music and going back on the road. So you go back on the road as Edison Lighthouse?
Yes, we do. And we play, we probably do about 100 to 150 gigs a year. We do a lot of 60s festivals, places like Butlins, who are big promoters of those. Butlins at Minehead, Butlins at Skegness. We do a lot of Warner Leisure hotels where the profile of their guests suits the era of the music. So we're very popular there. Do a lot of private clubs, private functions, all those sorts of things.
And apart from Edison Lighthouse, as a drummer, you must have great demand for appearing with other groups.
Yes, I do. I've got a small jazz group called the Blue Notes. Our next gig's at the Holiday Inn in Shepperton on March the 3rd. That's a Sunday lunchtime at 1 o'clock. And I do other gigs like Nigel. I'd also play at the Barley Mow, which is quite a well-known jazz pub locally, and various other private functions and things like that.
All right, so another musician who loves to be entertaining, and if you do see him about, again, he'll bring you. You've got your own set of drums.
Oh, yes, I've got two sets, yes, but fortunately I don't practice very often here.
Well, they'd allow you in the foyer here, I'm sure, if they won't allow you at home.
Well, we've always been, I think drummers have always been very popular, particularly with girls, because, as the saying says, they're the only ones that know the rhythm method.
Oh, we'll stop at that point there. Thank you very much, Stefan. Now, another group that has joined us here this morning is from the Greeno Centre, and Mike has come along just to have a chat. So what's the Greeno Centre, Mike?
It's hello there, first of all. It's a local community centre just round the corner. Been there for quite a while, and it's probably the biggest community hall centre for in the borough of Spelthorpe.
And you're part of a particular group. What's the name of the group?
We're called the Opal Group, Old People Active Life. There's a group here in Shepperton and another group in Ashford, Forbridge.
Right, so let's have a cheer from the Opal Group. Cheer!
Yay!
See, you're not here on your own. Okay, and what do you get up to on a Wednesday morning?
As little as possible. No. We collect our colleagues, our friends, and we've got some volunteers here as well. I'd like to reiterate what the mayor said earlier on. Without our volunteers, we'd be struggling. But so, big thanks to Lynn, Linda, the wonderful Vivian as well. And yeah, without these guys, we couldn't really do it. Yeah.
So is it every Wednesday down at the AE Greeno?
Oh, no, it's a Monday to Friday thing. Oh, so it's, right. It's a full-time process, yeah.
And who can actually come and join you down there?
Well, it works both ways, two ways rather. They're either referred to by social services if there's our group either have dementia or physical disabilities, and so either referred to by social services or they can actually pop in, family can pop into the... one of the community centres and start the process that way.
Well, one thing is clear, they definitely like coffee and cake, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we do, that's right, definitely.
All right, so thanks for coming down this morning, and thanks to Mike, and thanks again to all the residents here. Susie, how's the balloon going? You're doing well over there. Thanks again. We will be here on Tuesday the 19th from 2 till 4 doing our dance party. Once again, thanks to the management team for having us down here. Thanks for the check. And let's go back to Steve and more music on Radio Wave.